Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Cult Leader early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
You're listening to a Morbid Network podcast.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
As summer winds down, let your imagination soar by listening on Audible. Whether you listen to stories, motivation, expert advice, any genre you love, you can be inspired to imagine new worlds, new possibilities, new ways of thinking. With Audible, there's more to imagine when you listen. And speaking of listening, you can listen to the best-selling science fiction thriller, Project Hail Mary, by Andy Weir right now on the Audible app and traverse the galaxy in a desperate last-chance mission along with astronaut Ryland Grace, all from the comfort of your living room. As an Audible member, you choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The show you're about to listen to may contain themes of violence, occult activities, strong language, and other sensitive material. With an emphasis on cults, murder, and other adult matters, listener discretion is advised. On Cult Leader, I strive for telling stories in a truthful manner, though press, media, and other resources cannot always be verified. Sources can be found in the show notes. Welcome back to Cult Leader. I'm your cult leader, Spencer Henry, and today's episode was inspired by a passing conversation with some of my friends recently about adult diapers, which was completely unrelated to the last presidential debate, but it left me thinking, whatever happened to, well, you'll get it in a minute, but let me tell you this. This story is out of this world. It is unhinged. It is dramatic, and I gotta talk about it. You'd probably expect the lives of astronauts to be just as orderly and disciplined as their meticulously planned missions, right? But what happens when love and jealousy ignite a rocket-fueled drama that could rival the plot of any daytime soap? Buckle in for a wild ride as we delve into the tale of a love triangle between three star chasers whose lives would intertwine in a scandal that captivated the country, proving that not even the most elite minds among us are immune to the gravitational pull of lust. This is a story where spacesuits meet seduction and scandal, and where one woman's quest for love landed her in an entirely different kind of orbit. Our journey starts with Lisa Novak, a woman who, from a young age, felt she was destined for greatness. Born Lisa Caputo in Washington, D.C. in 1963, she was captivated by the idea of space travel from a very young age. The moon landing had ignited her imagination, and she vowed to be among the few who would explore the vast unknown. Competitive, ambitious, and a perfectionist, Lisa excelled in almost everything she did, particularly in her studies. She was active in student government and also participated in various extracurricular activities. Her drive to succeed was evident to everyone who knew her. Determined to turn her dreams into reality, Lisa set her sights on the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Accepted into one of the most prestigious institutions, she faced significant challenges, including, but not surprisingly, blatant misogyny. But Lisa was undeterred. She pushed through the tough environment, graduated in 1985, and became a naval flight officer in 1987. That same year, she married her Naval Academy classmate, Richard Novak, starting a family even as her career was taking off. In 1996, Lisa was selected for NASA's astronaut corps and underwent grueling training to prepare for the challenges of space. Balancing her burgeoning career with her growing family, Lisa earned multiple advanced degrees, including a master's in aeronautical engineering. She and Richard had three children together at this point, including twin daughters born in 2001. And despite the immense pressure, Lisa managed to juggle her demanding job and family responsibilities, maintaining an image of a perfect, accomplished woman. Her path seemed clear, her future bright. However, behind the facade of success and stability, the cracks were beginning to show. The rigorous demands of her career, combined with the strains of personal life, were taking their toll on Lisa. Underneath that spacesuit was a human being with emotions and vulnerabilities, after all of which would soon be pushed to their limits. As Lisa's career at NASA began to take off, her personal life started to unravel, setting the stage for a dramatic and scandalous chapter that no one could have seen coming. In February of 2003, the Columbia space shuttle disintegrated upon re-entry into Earth's atmosphere, claiming the lives of all seven crew members aboard. Among them was mission specialist Laurel Clark, a close friend and colleague of Lisa. The tragedy sent shockwaves through NASA and had a profound personal impact on Lisa herself. It's devastating for everybody, and when it's friends, people you know, it's even harder, she said in an interview. Three of those people were in my class that I knew very well, so that's hard. But I remember on that day sitting there with my son, and we're both watching together and everything that's happening, and he reached over, took my hand, and said, "Mom, I still want you to go." And okay, I know that's a very sweet sentiment, and it's like, yes, brave son. Encouraging, but I'm like, I think I'd be a little fucked up if my kid said that to me, right? Like seeing this spacecraft blow up and they're like, I think you should still do it. But the loss of her colleagues was not just a professional blow. It was also an emotional one that added to the mounting pressures and turmoil in her personal life. Rather than taking time to grieve and get her head on straight, Lisa immersed herself in supporting Laurel Clark's family, becoming their pillar of strength and pseudo-grief counselor during a time of unimaginable loss. This self-imposed responsibility only added to the strain on her already rocky home life, where she struggled to balance her work life with her roles as a wife and mother. All of her hard work behind the scenes did start to pay off when she was assigned to the Space Shuttle's Discovery mission in 2006. The Space Shuttle Discovery launched on July 4th, 2006, with Lisa Novak on board as a mission flight engineer. She operated the shuttle's robotic arm, a critical role during the 13-day mission. The crew conducted several spacewalks, each maneuver executed with precision and expertise. It was an incredible experience. For Lisa, the experience was this culmination of years of dedication and sacrifice. She had finally achieved her dream of spaceflight. She had reached the stars. But as the shuttle descended back to Earth, Lisa's euphoria began to fade. The return to daily life with its mundane routines and terrestrial constraints was a sharp contrast to the exhilaration of being in space. The mission had been a success, but it left Lisa yearning for more. More adventure, more recognition, and perhaps more emotional fulfillment. It was during this period of professional success and personal crisis that Lisa became entangled with a fellow astronaut, William Ofeline, setting the stage for a tumultuous series of events. Cult Leader is sponsored by BetterHelp. Cult babes, as a creative person, I'm always getting into new hobbies, from painting to playing guitar. Lately, I've even been eyeing some welding classes. Kids are always learning and encouraged to try new things, but as adults, sometimes we lose that curiosity. Therapy is a great way to help you reconnect with your sense of wonder, because your back-to-school era can come at any age. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/cultleader today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/cultleader.
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids' allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/wondery. Greenlight.com/wondery.
Labor Day signals that fall is fast approaching. Apple picking, fall leaves, and chilly nights are on the horizon. With Legacy Box, you can cozy up and watch something special this fall. Your family's home movies. Legacy Box is the simple and safe solution to digitizing all your family's precious memories. And by going to legacybox.com/wondery, you can enjoy 55% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. The process is simple. Send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. Their team professionally digitizes everything by hand here in the USA. And just like that, you'll get it back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals. Go to legacybox.com/wondery to get an incredible 55% off. Buy today, send in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/wondery. Legacybox.com/wondery.
Bill Oefeling, known to friends as Billy O, was a charismatic and handsome Navy commander and astronaut, the archetype of a daring space shuttle pilot. Born in Alaska, Billy was known for his adventurous spirit and swaggering confidence, traits that made him a standout in the competitive world of NASA and earned him a respected place among his peers. Bill's charm and good looks also made him a magnetic presence, and he was not shy about his flirtatious behavior, which drew the admiration of many, including Lisa. The pair initially bonded over their shared experiences and rigorous training schedules. Emails between Lisa and Bill were eventually released that revealed a mixture of professional and personal exchanges, but the nature of their relationship was somewhat ambiguous. Lisa described their connection as more than a working relationship, but less than a romantic relationship. While some messages were about technical issues, schedules, and astronaut insurance, others were notably friendlier, hinting at a possible deeper connection between them. Lisa offered to get Billy lunch, invited him to a Houston Astros baseball game, and asked him for personal advice on a speaking engagement. At one point, she requested a ride to a rodeo and discussed plans to attend a party. In January 2007, Billy forwarded Lisa an email about a party with a short note. "Going to this?" Lisa responded a minute later, "Only if you are." Lisa's marriage to Richard Novak was already under strain due to the long separations and the emotional toll her career took on her. And her growing obsession with Billy only added to the tension. Richard was unaware of the relationship, but he could feel that something was off. The marriage continued to deteriorate, leaving Lisa feeling increasingly isolated and emotionally unstable. In a tale as old as time, Bill's affections and flirtations with Lisa started to dwindle around this time as well. He had a reputation for being a bit of a player. Someone who enjoyed the attention and excitement that came with his status. His relationships were often marked by intense flirting, passion flings, and then on to the next. Lisa was just another plaything. The person of the week, or so she felt. By early 2007, Billy O had moved on to someone new. Air Force Captain Colleen Shipman. An intelligent and driven engineer stationed at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, where she was involved in supporting shuttle launches, a role that brought her into close contact with many NASA personnel. Colleen was known and respected for her serious professional demeanor, but she also had a warm and friendly personality that made her well-liked among her colleagues. They began dating in November 2006, and their romance quickly became serious. Bill's emails to Colleen were overtly more flirty compared to his emails with Lisa, and revealed that the relationship between him and Colleen was marked by an instant and intense connection. He begins one message with, "Hey cutie," and signs it with, love you, in writing about an upcoming trip they would be taking together to visit his parents. He says, "They want your size for the Arctic gear. I think I can figure that out. Sized sexy and athletic." Wow, the charm, the riz. And he added that he planned to book a hotel for their trip due to noise requirements and that he didn't want to stay with his parents as he usually does because we need some privacy. Damn, okay. Billy Boy was trying to fucking put it down. Colleen, younger and still vibrant, brought a new energy into Bill's life, something that drew him to her. Billy, who had a history of entering relationships with a more casual mentality, had finally found the one. The news of Billy's new relationship was a crushing blow to Lisa, which triggered a downward spiral that would culminate in a dramatic and desperate act. I think a lot of us have probably been there. You're dating someone, you're dating the Playboy, and then next thing you know, they're done with you. You were just the flavor of the week, and they get engaged. It happens. Am I projecting here? I don't know. The final break came in early 2007. So Bill bluntly informs Lisa, like, "I'm ending this relationship. Like, I found someone new." He had found someone younger, and Lisa was obviously devastated. The rejection hit her really hard, worsening her already fragile emotional state. Because imagine, like, she's pretty much distanced herself from her marriage and motherhood by kind of putting that on the back burner to focus on her career, which, like, I don't mean in a misogynistic way whatsoever. You can definitely do both. There can be balance, but I think she was just more focused on her career during this time. And then when she started having this affair with Billy, it basically put the nail in the coffin. Like, she's daydreaming about Billy, right? She's not thinking about her husband or what she's doing or, like, her regular home life. She's either fantasizing or trying to be with Billy during this time, and it's just not panning out the way that she thought it would go. And she's like, okay, well, great. Now I have nothing. Like, I fucked up my relationship with my husband. Billy doesn't want me. What the hell am I gonna do? But she was determined. We'll say that. Lisa had been diagnosed with several mental health issues, including obsessive compulsive disorder and severe depression. Needless to say, she was an overthinker. And Lisa struggled to maintain her composure. She could navigate a NASA mission, but not this. Her insomnia worsened, and she became increasingly fixated on the idea of confronting Colleen. That'll do it. She was determined to understand why Bill had chosen her. This obsession quickly turned into a plan, one that involved a long drive, a disguise, yes, a fucking disguise, and a confrontation that would make headlines around the world. The gal went nuts. In a desperate bid to understand her rival, Lisa breaks into Billy's apartment one day, using a key that he had given her at some point during their fling, and when she's there, she discovers the extent of just how serious his relationship with Colleen was through personal emails filled with intimate details. One email from Colleen to Bill read, "We'll have to control myself when I see you. First urge will be to rip your clothes off, throw you on the ground, and love the hell out of you." Hell yeah. These revelations sent Lisa into a tailspin, leading to all the normal things, okay? She completely loses her appetite. Her insomnia and obsessive compulsive behavior began to worsen, further fueling her obsession with planning the confrontation. She's not like, "I'm gonna fucking make a fake Facebook and write a mean comment to her." She's like, "I'm going to confront her in person. I'm going to make her life hell." She confided to colleagues during this time that she was feeling overwhelmed and she was unable to focus because her obsession was not just a result of jealousy, but it was this deep-seated need to reclaim control over her unraveling life. She felt like she was really losing control. Amongst those uncovered emails were travel details involving a flight Colleen would be taking from Houston, Texas, back to her home in Orlando, Florida. This critical tidbit of information gave Lisa some time to perfectly plan her own journey from Houston to Orlando, setting the stage for a dramatic encounter that would forever change the lives of everyone involved. It was on February 3rd, 2007. Lisa wakes up in her Houston home. Her estranged husband had taken the children for the weekend. The house was quiet. However, Lisa's mind was anything but. She had spent weeks carefully planning her journey to Orlando, meticulously preparing for every detail. She bought a knife, BB gun, pepper spray, and other items, paying cash along the way to avoid leaving a trail. She packed up her black duffel bag, including a wig, trench coat, and map. Yes, map. She wasn't risking flight records. Lisa was ready for a 900-mile drive, a journey fueled by anger, betrayal, and a desperate need for answers. She set off in her husband's blue BMW, merging onto the interstate with a singular focus: get to Colleen. The drive was long and grueling, but she was determined to reach Orlando in time to intercept Colleen's arrival. Determined to avoid detection, she left her cell phone at home and purchased a phone card with cash. She had put real thought into this. We love a planner. As the sun began to rise, Lisa stopped at a Days Inn in Dafuniac Springs, checking in under a fake name, Spacey Walker. Just kidding. Imagine. She barely slept, her mind spiraling with the possibilities of what lay ahead. Soon, she was back on the road and continued on her journey, reaching Orlando in the early hours of February 5th, 2007, after about 14 total hours of driving. Lisa's mental state was fragile as she neared her destination. She was exhausted. The emotional strain of the breakup, combined with the physical exhaustion of the long drive and lack of sleep, left her on edge. She felt like she had finally lost it. She was completely obsessed with the idea of confronting Colleen. She thought about it for weeks. For some reason, she felt like it would allow her to move on. But what did she expect this confrontation to be like? Whatever it was, she was laser-focused on her goal. But her actions were increasingly erratic and desperate. As Lisa approached the airport, her tension reached a peak. Disguised in a wig, sunglasses, and trench coat, she was prepared for the encounter that consumed her thoughts for weeks. Lisa positioned herself strategically to monitor the arrivals area at the Orlando International Airport. As Colleen disembarked from her flight, Lisa's heart raced. It was time. She followed Colleen from the terminal, blending into the crowd as best she could. Colleen, oblivious to the woman in the trench coat disguise lurking behind her, took her time collecting her luggage. As the minutes dragged on, the tension only heightened. It was go time.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The robots have gotten pretty good at what they do, but they can't pour passion into what they make or give them a human touch. On Etsy, you can find something handmade, handpicked, or designed by independent sellers who pull from their unique experiences and bring their whole hearts to their small shops. Shops that prove that when you do what you love, you can help others find things that bring more joy to their lives. Discover hand-blown glassware, reclaimed furniture, personalized jewelry, handpicked vintage pieces, custom-designed artwork, and so much more. The fingerprints Etsy sellers leave behind reveal who they are. Human beings, determined to make human connections. So the next time you're shopping for yourself or someone special, choose extraordinary items handmade, handpicked, or designed by small businesses. Keep commerce human. Discover small businesses on Etsy.
When Colleen finally boarded the shuttle bus to the airport parking lot, Lisa was right behind her. Colleen noticed the oddly dressed and frazzled woman, but dismissed her as just another weary traveler. Not me. I would be texting my friends. I would be like, listen, this crazy lady in a wig, I think she's following me. Colleen finally gets off the shuttle. She is hurrying to her car. Her fight or flight senses were on high alert. She had a bad gut feeling. And to add to this, she could hear the sounds of footsteps quickening behind her. It was like every Lifetime movie parking lot scene. Panic set in as she fumbled with her keys. Lisa closed in on her and approached Colleen's car just as she got inside, tapping on the window with a frequent urgency. Lisa said, "Can you help me, please? My boyfriend was supposed to pick me up, but he's not here," her voice trembling. Colleen, sympathetic yet cautious, cracked her window slightly. In that instant, Lisa pulled out pepper spray and sprayed her through the opening, aiming directly at Colleen's face. The stinging burn of the spray temporarily blinded Colleen, who screamed in pain and shock. Despite her blurred vision and her racing heart, she managed to start her car and drive away. She blasted me with what felt like acid, Colleen later said. I stomped on the gas and wondered if there was a gun pointed at my head. She reached a toll booth and frantically sought help. The dramatic confrontation was over as quickly as it had begun, but the fallout was just beginning. Lisa Novak, once a celebrated astronaut, was about to face the full weight of her actions with a new title, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. It didn't take long for police to find her. She was spotted by cops at a nearby bus stop, attempting to dispose of incriminating items. The officers, initially skeptical of the bizarre scenario, quickly realized they were dealing with a real but unusual case. Upon searching Lisa's car, they found a treasure trove of disturbing items. A steel mallet, a buck knife with a 4-inch blade, a BB gun resembling a 9mm handgun, latex gloves, trash bags, and directions leading to Colleen's house. The discovery of these items painted a chilling picture of Lisa's premeditated intentions. Among the most sensational discoveries were soiled diapers, which Lisa had allegedly used to avoid stopping for breaks during her cross-country drive, something astronauts were apparently accustomed to doing, and a detail that would become a focal point of media coverage for obvious reasons. And there was a lot of media coverage. The arrest of Lisa Novak, a respected NASA astronaut, was shocking enough, but the bizarre details of the case catapulted into a media frenzy. Headlines screamed about the diaper-wearing astronaut and the love triangle that had turned deadly. Television stations juxtaposed Lisa's official NASA photo, smiling in her orange flight suit with her disheveled mugshot, a humiliating display of her public persona compared to her private reality. The public was captivated by this scandal, eager for every salacious detail. Late-night talk show hosts turned the case into fodder for jokes, while investigative journalists speculated about the psychological pressures faced by astronauts. The narrative of a fallen hero, driven to desperate measures by unrequited love, resonated with audiences around the world. I'm sure a lot of us can relate to that devastating and confusing feeling of being love-bombed and then dropped for the shiny new thing, right? I mean, most of us don't go on a 900-mile journey with a meat mallet in the passenger seat and fucking wearing diapers, but you have to admit, there's probably been a time or two where you could imagine doing this. Initially, Lisa was charged with attempted kidnapping, battery, and burglary, but as the investigation unfolded, prosecutors upgraded the charges to attempted murder based on the items found in the car, arguing that Lisa had intended to seriously harm or even kill Colleen. The legal proceedings were a media spectacle, with every hearing making the headlines. Lisa's defense team argued that she had not intended to harm Colleen, only to confront her. Was she planning on making her mother's cutlets as a peace offering? I mean, what's with the fucking meat mallet then? Was she just prepared for a road trip alone as a woman, keeping these items as protection? Or was she planning to use these bizarre tools on Colleen? My guess? The latter. You know, in her head, she was thinking of every fucked up thing that she could do. Her lawyers painted a picture of a woman driven to the edge by emotional distress and mental health issues. But ultimately, Lisa would end up pleading guilty to lesser charges of felony burglary and misdemeanor battery, avoiding a lengthy prison sentence. She was sentenced to 1 year of probation, 50 hours of community service, and ordered to write a sincere letter of apology to Colleen Shipman. The judge, while acknowledging Lisa's lack of prior criminal record, emphasized the gravity of her actions and the fear she had caused. I tried to find the letter everywhere, but I think it was a personal letter. I don't think it went through the courts, so we don't know what she actually said in that letter or if she sent it. I'm assuming she did. But the case did not end with this sentencing. Lisa's legal team filed multiple appeals challenging the admissibility of her statements to police and the sufficiency of the evidence. But in my head, I'm like, you're just digging yourself a deeper hole. They argued that Lisa had not been fully advised of her rights and that the police had overstepped in their handling of the case. The Fifth District Court of Appeal upheld the trial court's decision, closing the chapter on the legal battles, but leaving a lasting mark on everyone involved, Lisa in particular. The scandal had devastating consequences for Lisa Novak's career and personal life. She ended up getting divorced from her husband once everything came out about the affair. NASA swiftly terminated her employment, citing conduct that was incompatible with the agency's standards. Yeah, you can't fucking drive a car across country to confront one of our other astronauts and pepper spray them in the face wearing a wig and a trench coat, you nut. The Navy took action, demoting Lisa from captain to commander and issuing an other than honorable discharge.
match. The demotion and discharge not only stripped Lisa of her ranking, but making matters worse, also impacted her eligibility for veterans' benefits. As for Colleen, the ordeal left deep psychological scars, but she got the guy. After being dismissed from NASA, she and Billy O moved to Alaska, seeking a fresh start away from the intense media scrutiny. Billy returned to active duty in the Navy, but eventually retired, and Colleen also left the Air Force. They married, began a new life together, and started a company called Adventure Write, which promotes writing and offers freelance writing and photography services. Colleen says she continues to struggle with anxiety and fear, haunted by the memory of Lisa's attack. And yes, she didn't stab her. She didn't shoot her. But still, the PTSD from that would be crippling. Lisa retreated from the public eye, living as quiet a life as possible in Houston. The once celebrated astronaut who had touched the stars now faced a future filled with uncertainty and regret. This was not the recognition she'd long sought. Don't throw your career away over a man, ladies. Many have said her story served as a cautionary tale, highlighting the immense pressures faced by those in high-stakes professions and the devastating consequences of unchecked emotions, as well as the importance of mental health support for individuals in demanding careers. That the psychological pressures of being an astronaut, combined with personal vulnerabilities, had contributed to Lisa's dramatic actions. NASA and other organizations took note, emphasizing the need for regular mental health evaluations and support systems to help professionals navigate their complex lives. The incident also shifted public perception of astronauts. The image of the flawless, stoic space explorer was unmasked and replaced by a more nuanced understanding of the human beings inside the suits. Lisa Novak's story became a reminder that even the most accomplished individuals can be vulnerable to personal struggles and emotional crisis. If this story sounds at all familiar, it's because it inspired the 2019 film Lucy in the Sky, starring Natalie Portman and John Hamm, a fucking hunk among hunks, but also there's some scandal in his past we should talk about in another episode. Directed by Noah Hawley, the movie takes creative liberties, crafting a fictionalized account of Novak's life and her dramatic downfall, delving into Lucy's psychological unraveling, mirroring Lisa's real-life struggles. Portman plays Lisa Kola, an astronaut who, after returning from a life-altering space mission, finds herself increasingly discontented with her terrestrial existence. Obsessed with returning to space, Lucy becomes entangled in an affair with fellow astronaut Mark Goodwin, played by John Hamm. There's also an episode of my favorite show in the world, Law & Order SVU, titled Rocket Man, Season 10, Episode 12, that is loosely inspired by the Lisa Novak case. The plot of the episode centers around an astronaut who is accused of attempted murder and kidnapping after she travels a long distance to confront her romantic triangle rival. So I guess very based, not loosely based. But this got me curious. What other affairs or sex scandals have rocked NASA? I feel like we just don't hear about it. Sure, we all know that many of the famous astronauts from the space race era were notorious playboys, but what other juicy stories are out there? After sifting through some very niche search results, some wild ones actually, I stumbled upon a tale that seems straight out of a movie, and it is a little tale I'd like to call The Moon Rock Heist, starring Thad Roberts, a man on a mission, both literally and figuratively. Thad was a promising NASA intern with dreams of becoming the first person on Mars. By day, he was a triple major in physics, geology, and geophysics, but by night, he transformed into a mischievous ex-Mormon bad boy with a taste for adventure and a knack for getting in trouble. In 2002, this man, Thad, along with fellow interns Tiffany Fowler and Shay Saar, pulled off one of the boldest heists in NASA history. Armed with only their NASA IDs and a hefty dose of audacity, they slipped into the Johnson Space Center under the cover of night. Their target? A secure lab housing a 600-pound safe filled with moon rocks and Martian meteorites, samples worth over $20 million. With the finesse of seasoned criminals, they cracked open the safe and whisked the lunar treasures out of the building. These moon rocks, remnants of humanity's greatest exploratory feats, soon appeared on the Mineralogy Club of Antwerp's website, listed at $1,000 to $5,000 per gram, a steal for a price of the cosmos. But their plan was not as foolproof as they thought. A sharp-eyed Belgian rock collector smelled something fishy and ended up tipping off the FBI. Thus, the stage was set for a thrilling showdown, one that would give any Hollywood blockbuster a run for its money. As if the heist itself wasn't enough, Thad decided to add a romantic twist to the story. In an attempt to impress Tiffany Fowler, he placed moon rocks under her hotel pillow, planning to boast that they had been the first to join the 250,000 mile club by having sex on the moon. If he wanted to, he would, okay? Ladies, this proves it. This scandalous detail was later played up by Thad in interviews where he claimed it was uncomfortable. Meanwhile, the FBI was closing in. Going undercover, they set up a meeting with the interns. And on July 20th, 2002, fittingly, the 33rd anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing, Roberts and his accomplices were lured into an Italian restaurant in Orlando, Florida. In my mind, it's the Olive Garden. You can't convince me it wasn't. FBI agents posing as the collector's relatives executed the sting with the finesse of a 90s blockbuster thriller. Robert, Fowler, and Soar were arrested, and the moon rocks were recovered from their hotel room. But the scandal didn't end there. The heist caused irreparable damage. The moon rocks were now contaminated. They were rendered useless for scientific research. And to make matters worse, 3 decades worth of handwritten research notes by a dedicated NASA scientist were destroyed. Thad Roberts was sentenced to over 8 years in prison for his role in the heist and for stealing dinosaur bones from a Utah museum. Yes, you heard that right. He moonlighted as a Jurassic grave robber as well. Fowler and Saar both received probation and fines for their involvement. But what became of Thad Roberts after his release from prison? Well, after serving his sentence, Thad reinvented himself as a philosopher of physics and began giving public talks and presenting theories on quantum gravity. And despite his criminal past, he seems to have continued to captivate audiences with his charm. After hearing about the 250,000 mile club, it got me thinking, is that something that happens? Could there be affairs, hookups, love triangles going on in actual space? Officially, NASA says no astronaut has joined the zero-G club. Imagine the logistical nightmare of it all. 2 people trying to get close, but microgravity turns their rendezvous into a slow motion ballet of awkwardness. Not to mention, NASA's concern about space pregnancies keep everything strictly platonic. Researchers, however, are working on it. Special suits and VR aids might be made in the future for those looking to spice up their space missions. Until then, astronauts keep their eyes on the stars and their hands to themselves. And there you have it, cult babes. NASA's not-so-glamorous moments of love triangles and lunar larceny. So until next time, remember, when you gaze up at the night sky, there's a whole lot of fucking human drama orbiting around out there. Okay, I'll see you next time. Goodbye.
If you like Cult Leader, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
My name is Payne Lindsay, and I host a true crime podcast called Up and Vanished. My new season has taken me to the remote town of Nome, Alaska, where 2 people have gone missing. I'm convinced they were murdered, and someone in this town is covering it up.
We came back without my son. I want you to find him.
The roommate lied about his whereabouts Saturday night.
I know he's murdered. I know he is. I want to find my brother.
Everything about this points to a homicide.
I invite you to be a fly on the wall for the most intense real-time murder investigation you'll ever hear in a podcast.
Hi, Payne. Would you like to solve a murder?
Receiving cryptic messages from a random stranger.
I want to stay anonymous. I'm scared. Are you ready to get your hands dirty?
From Tenderfoot TV, Up and Vanished Season 4 is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts.